Right. The Mesilas Yesharim in Zehirus, he discusses the idea of Cheshbon HaNefesh, of a person taking a spiritual stock of himself and evaluating what am I supposed to be doing, what's expected of me, and how am I doing in terms of living up to that, to those goals. He says, "Behinni roet tzorech la'odim shi'ya midakdek v'shoikel drochov dvar yoyim b'yoymoy." Says a person should be meticulous and weigh his ways, in other words, evaluate what he's doing every day. Kisecharim hagedolim asher yifalsu tomid kol iskeim l'man lo yiskalkalu. Just as business people, you know, they have schoira, they have certain stock, and they're constantly evaluating it to make sure that it's proper, it doesn't get ruined, and they have enough, and they know what they're doing. The yikba, he says, itim b'shoyis lozeh. A person should set specific times for this. Shaloyia mishkolei aroi. This cheshbon hanefesh, this thinking into and evaluating what's expected of me and how I'm doing in terms of living up to those expectations should be done at a set time. It shouldn't be just happenstance or just happen to do it whenever I get a chance it's almost like by accident, you know, agavurcha. Ela bikvias godel, with a very strong set time, kirava telodohu. It's very beneficial. V'chachomim zichron levrocha ronu befeirish tzorech hacheshbon hazeh. V'chachomim taught us the need for this type of evaluation, this type of taking stock of oneself. That's the posuk. So it says, Alkein yoimru hamoishlim beyitzrom. Those people who have already taken control over the Yetzirah, they give this advice, bo nechashev cheshbon shaloylam. Let's now make a cheshbon hanefesh. Hefsed mitzvah keneged tzchoro, tzchar avera keneged hefsedo. Let's measure the loss of a mitzvah against the benefits and the reward that you get, and the tzchar that we get from avera, or the benefit from the avera, measured against how much you lose. Zeki ho eitzo hamitis hazos, and he says the chachomim, the meishlim, alken hameishlim beyitzrom. Those who have already taken control of the yitzahora, they are the ones who are giving this advice. So he's concerned about, or he's explaining why are they the ones who are the advisors. Bezeh ki ho eitzo hamitis hazos. This true eitzah lo yuchol loses oiso velo liros amitoso amito. Elo amito elo oisam shekvar yotzu bitachas yad yitzru amoshleboy. Says this eitzah of taking stock, of taking cheshbon hanefesh, people cannot see this. They can't see it, and they can't recognize its truth. To see that this is makes a lot of sense. Of course, this is what you have to do. How else are you going to keep things going in the right direction and constantly be sure that we're not doing something wrong and make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do right? He says, no, the only ones who can give this advice or even see its truth, appreciate its truth, are those who have already gone out of the grip of the Yetzirah, and they control the Yetzirah, they have a certain power of self-control, those people can give this Eitzah, and those people can appreciate this Eitzah. Otherwise, kimi shehu adayin chovush b'masa yitzroi, one who is still captured as a prisoner of his Yetzirah, ein of roya so emes, his eyes can't see the truth, hazois, the truth of this cheshbon hanefesh, ve'eino yochol ha'akira, and he can't recognize it, ki ha'yetzim esama eseino mamesh, because the Yetzirah blinds his eyes, v'inei hu keholich b'choshech sheyesh lefonu mechsholos, like a person walking in the dark, that there are many stumbling blocks, and his eye doesn't see them. So, there's a few things here that are very interesting. One, very obvious, bizarre concept almost, that this concept of cheshbon nefesh is so poshut. It makes so much sense. How in the world, if a person wants to preserve his money, he has to constantly keep tabs on it. If a person wants to preserve his property, his schoir, or whatever it may be, he has to keep constantly to know, I have, it's taken care of, I'm doing it properly, I'm not letting it get ruined. This is life. This is the simplest of simple realizations. And yet it seems no. It's only those that are Moshel B'Yitzrom, only these Chachomim who've been there and done that. And he goes on to explain more with a Moshel. He says, they're the only ones who can give this advice. And they're the only ones who can see the truth of this advice. The truth of this advice is so obvious, everyone should be able to see it. Of course, it seems that when it comes to this advice, which is so critical in terms of a person taking control of himself, it seems that the Yetzer Hara has such a power to blind us to the extent that that which is intellectually the Aleph Beis, the most simple realization that anybody could imagine, to know that if you don't take stock of yourself, if you don't keep a cheshbon, if you're not constantly aware, what am I supposed to be doing? What are my goals? Am I going there? Am I going further towards it? Am I moving away from it? Am I making a mistake? Am I adding? Am I subtracting? What am I doing? Without this, it's not shaykh. That simple push it to realization, it seems, is so difficult. We're so blinded by the Yetzer Hara that it's only those that have already taken the Yetzer Hara in control who can even appreciate the truth of this concept. This concept seems so poshut, and yet to really appreciate its truth, it requires an amazing level of self-control. Now, you know, it's a little bit strange to us because, yeah, of course, it's a poshut concept. But yeah, it's a push the concept, but Lemaisa, if we were to appreciate its truth in a real sense, we'd be doing it. We'd be doing it more. We'd be doing it constantly. We'd be doing it religiously. If we're not, that means, Taka, we don't. The Yetzer Hara fights on this more than anything else. And it seems that the issue really is that even though intellectually we understand this, because all of us, we understand, it's poshut. The comparison to a seicher is poshut. The concept of knowing what you have to do is poshut. And the concept of constantly evaluating whether you're living up to those standards or not is obvious. That's aleph beis. Everybody knows that that's the only way to possibly succeed. But what happens is that intellectually I know it, but the heart, the emotions, do I feel it? Do I internalize it? As we saw in the Sipuna, that language also, that to know it in your heart, not just to know it intellectually, and to feel it. And that's where the Yetzer Hara, you know, the Shnei Yetzarecha, the Bechol Avovcha, the Yetzer Tov, and the Yetzer Hara, their base of operations is the heart. And that's where the Yetzer Hara blinds us. Intellectually, we could spout this intellectual information, but we have to be able to penetrate it to the heart, and the heart is the battleground where the Yetzer Hara deals. Now, it seems, however, that the Mesil Shoshorim is advocating that we have to do the Cheshbon HaNefesh. So here you have a Yetzer Hara who's blinding us to the truth of this Cheshbon HaNefesh, and yet the Cheshbon HaNefesh seems will be effective. Because if the Yetzer Hara is so powerful that he could fool us and make us think that it doesn't make any sense, that we don't even see its benefits, see its truth, then how's it going to work? But the Torah says, it seems that he doesn't stop. If a person truly makes the Cheshbon HaNefesh, even a person who can't understand intellectually, why it, emotionally, why it's so important, but when he does it, that seems to dispel, that seems to take control. The Yetzer Hara seems to, in fact, Mesil Shurim is mashma, that's begeder borosi Yetzer Hara, borosi Torah tavlin lo. It's mashma because Cheshbon HaNefesh, he calls as part of Torah, and the Yetzer Hara, it's like an antidote to the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara gets nervous, the Yetzer Hara becomes incapacitated in the face of the Torah and in the face of the Cheshbon HaNefesh. So this Cheshbon HaNefesh seems to be a very powerful thing, but it's about the heart. It's about the heart, and the battleground is in the heart, and that's where we have to, when we do it sincerely and we set a time, we don't allow distractions, and it's bikvius, so then we have that power in the battleground of the heart to overpower that Yetzirah, even though it's something that on the surface he doesn't let us understand, but once we get into it, that seems to overpower his resistance. If you look at this Kuf Mem Zayin at the bottom, very interesting from Reb Chaim Mivalozhin, he writes the Talmud Muvik of the Goyin, Kishayakshav Odom Kol Masov Sheoso V'yisvad Elim. When a person thinks about all his actions and he does vidui on that, Lo Yovu Lidei Hezek Le'olam. Thinking is very important. When a person stops to think about Kol Masov, what am I doing? What have I done? And in this particular, in the context of Shuva, he does vidui. He says he'll have no hezek. He mamish has the ability to remove all of his mistakes, all of his shortcomings, and to the extent that it creates a whole sense of security. So it's a very, very significant thing. I wanted to mention that I have available, they're outside, this. Once again, this Cheshbon HaNefesh calendar. For those that are agreeing, Bli Neder, at least to use it once a week, to do the Cheshbon HaNefesh at least once a week, they could sign up on that on that sheet there, and there's no charge. It's the calendar itself, which has many uses. It has a whole explanation of how to use it, and there are different categories, and you could do it any other way you want. Just the idea of like a hechitimtza to do some cheshbon hanefesh. And then there's a second piece which used to be printed together that's just for convenience sake, so this fits in a pocket better. A lot of divrei musa, a lot of divrei yisoiris, a lot of significant issues. These are both available. For those that don't want to make any commitment, they're asking $5 to put in the plate over there. And for those that at least are willing to beli neder, to accept upon themselves once to do during the year, once a week, they can please take them, and if for free, and if there's any more, if there's not enough, we'll bring out more. There are more, but I think it's something that's really, really very, very significant, and it seems that that's the only way to really penetrate. But as long as we're talking about emotional penetration, I wanted to mention just one other thing too. It seems that the real battleground for Ruchnius is in the heart. That's where the Yetzer battles. That's the battlefield. That's his primary residence. That's where it's at. And the intellectual things we could know, we could mouth, we could maybe even have some understanding of it, but if it doesn't penetrate the heart, it doesn't really affect the essence of the human being. And that means that Musar has to penetrate the heart. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter taught us that there's many different types of Musar, a number of different types. And in addition to the Chochmas HaMusar, which is understanding how the Yetzer works, there's something like this, and the need, and the blockage, and the interference, and the responsibilities, and the level of responsibilities, and the protedinim in the various responsibilities, and the nisyonis that exist. But then there's Musa Bispilus. Musa Bispilus means taking the information intellectually that I have and forcing it, penetrating it into the heart. So it becomes part of my emotional sense, and it's at the place, it's in the driver's seat, the cockpit, the motor of what motors and what moves human beings to act and to do and to think and behave the way they're supposed to. And that really has to be strengthened. And I think that we realized that talking to a few people, I think it was on Shabbos, that the system we have where a lot of people learn Musa with other people is a very good thing, and it helps, chavrusas and sometimes an older, a mentor. It's a very good system. But it seems to be taking away a little bit from the Musa Bispilus. And really, a person should, we've said this many times, but I guess it's gotten overlooked, and that is that at least 10 minutes of that Musa Seder should be his pilus. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Rabbi Itzala, his Talmud describes his pilus as a use of certain emotional techniques. He called it tzir chushi, picture, a picture of something, seeing what I'm talking about, or in the more in another version, seeing myself acting in a certain way, has a very positive thing. The Chinuch says that a person who pictures himself doing an Akedas Yitzchok can have a schus in din on Rosh Hashanah. This, the power of this vision, visual tzir chushi, a picture with the sense of seeing, can make a lot of difference. And also the niggun, the music penetrates. Music penetrates the subconscious. Saying words penetrates, and singing words, especially with an appropriate tune that represents, that parallels the emotion that's involved, can make a major difference in its ability to stick. And something that we should really try to strengthen in terms of nothing to be embarrassed about. Anybody who's really self-conscious, there's a Beis HaMusa there, could go in there and nobody has to see or hear. But it's something we really have to, because ultimately, if we don't penetrate the heart, then what we have intellectually is almost, seems from here, is almost useless. I could know the simplest thing that's obvious intellectually, and yet I don't really understand and appreciate its truth because it hasn't penetrated the heart. So just a suggestion. Again, these are available, and hopefully we can be mechazik that, and the Rebbeinu Shlom should help. We should be zeicher that in these days we should be able to do tshuva. Certainly have to ask mechila on behalf of the yeshiva, on behalf of myself personally, for many things that have happened, which was certainly not appropriate. And if we haven't lived up to our responsibilities, certainly that is something that we have to really apologize and ask mechila for, and inappropriateness in any way. Hashem should help that we should all be zeiche in the coming days to be able to find the strength to really do tshuva and reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we're seriously mekabel to learn Musar and to do Cheshbon HaNefesh, that's a major, major step in the right direction.